What up, guys? You're now listening to episode 81 of True to Size.
Yes, what's going on, everyone, and welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Yo, that intro you practiced, yo, huh? Yeah.
That was good.
That was good, bro.
That lovely voice you heard, sexy. Who had rehearsed
damn
all week, all year.
My intro, on your point, intro, like,
since episode one. I've been rehearsing, you know.
I've never had an intro that solid.
Yo, like trust mine. Me, bro.
See how he waited for that beat?
Yeah, yeah, man. Oh, like, man. He slowed it down, sped it up.
He's
like,
more pro than we are, bro.
Damn, he has a blank copy of the intro music, and he just, like, somehow he got it, and he just practices it.
Every Saturday morning.
So, yes, for the third week in a row, we do have a guest on this week's episode. And if you couldn't tell already, if you aren't familiar with the voice, we are joined by the one and only Sneaker Life husband, a.k.a. Aaron, a.k.a.
Aaron.
Thank you, Alvin. You've been waiting. You've also been waiting since episode one to say it in person.
Yeah. I do in person whenever I go visit him, but... Yeah.
Live on the podcast, yeah. Live and direct.
Yeah,
it's finally happening.
It's great.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, guys.
Thank you for making the trek, the long trek out here. We do appreciate that.
Came all the way from the east.
Yeah,
like Nova Scotia.
Yeah,
all the way.
Like, that's an expensive go bus, man. I looked it up.
It's not cheap. I had to get a Presto card and all that. I don't even know what the price is.
I had to tap 40 times. Yeah.
I didn't know you're supposed to tap off, you know?
Oh, actually? Did you tap off?
No, I remember to tap off this time.
Oh, so. Okay. Yeah, if you don't tap off, they charge you a lot.
Yeah, they charge you till the end.
Yeah, as if you stayed on to the end.
Yeah. Wow. It's expensive.
Yeah. I've done it. I know. Yeah.
What happened to, like, 325? You drop it in.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it, you know? Yeah,
guys, who pays for transit anymore?
Transfer.
Yeah. Sneak on the train. That's what we do. We just sneak on the go train now. It's fine.
But, yo, when the go popo catches you, though.
That's it.
The go popo.
Yeah. That's a charge.
I've been caught.
You've been caught?
Yeah. It's like, on a TTC. $250.
$250 bucks?
For the fine, yep.
Damn. But if you never pay any fares and you get fined once a year, I think you're still in the black. Yeah, I think
we'll have to do bad logic.
That's a good way of thinking.
We'll have to do the math a little bit, but I think
it was worth it.
It might just be worth it just to get fined every once in a while. Anyways,
back to our show.
Anyways, back to sneakers and not transit. True to Transit is actually after this. That's
this
on
is the episode True to Transit, guys.
That'll be on at 6 a.m. if you're listening to this live. So yeah, we've got a great show for you guys this week. We've got a couple great, great, great EEE submissions. News of a Chinese brand cutting ties with the NBA. Ooh. I don't know if you guys heard about that. Yeah. A new type of VR that will let you fake flex and all your friends.
All day.
Because we love fake flexing. And of course, we've got Aaron here. So we're going to try and play everyone's favorite game show, 21 Questions. Mm-hmm. We're also going to get to know him a little bit as we learn his soulography. And finally, we're going to put him... and the other two guys to the test.
Oh, yeah.
To see how well they really know True to Size.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to fail right away. Man. Aaron's going to have the answers like off the top of his head, bro. He's like, A.
It's not multiple choice.
C. So.
All of the above.
But first, Joel.
Whoosh. Fire round.
We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from good friend of the show, great friend of the show. We should also have him on the show, Chef Creasel.
Oh, my God.
Very good.
Brother Creasel.
Another Kelly. Chef in the house. So he says, there are already a few different food-based sneaker colorway. Of course, he's talking about food, right?
Like, why not, just, though?
His brain never turns off food. There are already a few different food-based sneaker colorways designs, i.e. the Saucony Avocado Toast, the SB Dunk Waffle, the Saucony Shadow 5000 Burgers, and others on the market. But I would like to know what food you would each choose to make a sneaker to represent and what silhouette you would choose. While you guys think really quickly, his answer is, it's actually quite elaborate. He's clearly thought about this.
He's a chef, though.
Yeah, he is a chef. Yeah. That's all he thinks about when he's making food is like,
the laces are avocado.
This would be a cool sneaker.
The mudguard is going to be bacon.
his actually would taste good too.
Oh yeah, for sure, bro.
So his answer is, I would choose an Air Max 90 and make a grilled cheese.
Ooh,
so with gum soles to represent a slice of bread, the main shoe coloring also a brownish to match the gum sole. Have the Nike swoosh be dripping like gooey cheese. I guess kind of like on that Kyrie, the Halloween one last year. Or like the SpongeBob, I guess, same idea. And then hits of red along the laces as for where people would dip their ketchup.
Ooh.
He says the heel tab would say gooey or cheesy or something like that, and it would come with ketchup red or cheese yellow laces.
Wow.
I think I'd buy that shoe.
I'd buy that shoe for sure.
I would absolutely buy that shoe.
I might try to taste it.
Yeah.
Just because
it sounds like it looks delicious.
Tastes delectable.
Yeah. So while you guys keep thinking, my answer... It's funny because I've always tried to, I don't know why, but I've always tried to make the shoe on Nike ID and the colors just never hit right. Mm. But I've always wanted to make a Sriracha Air Max 1. I don't know why, but I really like Sriracha sauce. I put it on pretty much everything that I eat. Yeah. I put that shit on everything, as they say. They don't say that about Sriracha sauce. So I was thinking like an Air Max 1 with sort of like a pimento upper, like the red suede, but I think it'd be a little bit darker. Mm. A translucent red midsole. With green liner and then green laces, like the lid.
Like the lid.
Yeah.
The cap.
And then maybe like the heel tab, it would just have like the Sriracha chicken? Or rooster or whatever it is. Yeah.
What materials?
Suede, like suede. Soup, like similar to the pimento, like a deep red suede on the upper. Sick.
That's sexy.
Soft.
I'd buy that too.
Good, because I'm gonna.
I would wear one on each, so it's like a Sriracha grilled cheese.
Gee.
Oh my god,
Sriracha grilled cheese is delicious.
That sounds bomb.
Yes.
Yeah.
When Kellen comes, he's gonna
bring us Sriracha grilled cheese. Joel, think of a food, and what shoe would you make that food into?
I don't know. I would probably dip into like my Filipino roots,
of course,
and then I would make like an Air Force One or something. Right. But like dinuguan.
Oh no!
The upper's brown and blackish. The midsole is white because you use sometimes, you know, like puto to eat it with, right? Mm. So it's like rice too. Yeah,
yeah. When you're done this, you have to explain this for everybody who's not Filipinos. What are you talking about?
So then, and then I would like make the laces like a darker brown. Oh no, a darker black. No,
like a darker black.
Like a darker shade of black.
Midnight.
Sort of. Like midnight black.
Not just black, dark black.
Yeah, and then on the back heel tab, it would be like, on the left side, it would say like dip it. And then the other shoe, the other side would say sow it.
Oh my God.
Okay, so what the dinuguan is, it's like pork blood, but it's like, How would you explain it?
It's blood pudding.
It's like blood pudding. Yeah.
But with pork. Boiled pudding. Yeah.
But so it's really good though. It's like you have to trust us. Like it's really good. You can have it like with rice on like a better rice or like how I was grown to eat it with like with puto like
sweet bread.
Like rice cake if you want to call it. Yeah. Mm. So that's how I would eat it.
But
sao sao means like to dip it.
So sao is dip.
Yeah. Dip. So that would be my choice.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
that's all right,
so
Alvin.
Good.
See if you can save this podcast real quick.
I don't know, bro. After that, like, I'm hungry again. Yeah. You know what, man? I'm gonna go along with that and go with my Filipino roots as well. But I'm gonna go ahead and do palabok on a Jordan 1.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, so the outsole will be...
Really quick, explain what it is.
So palabok is like a noodle dish. Mm-hmm. It contains like shrimp, sometimes like ground beef, pork, or whatever they want to use.
Yeah.
Some chicharrones, so like pork rinds.
Pork rinds.
Like mushed up on top.
Yeah.
Eggs.
Yeah.
And like this really dope like orangey sauce.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So... my outsole would essentially be like a translucent orange.
Okay.
To kind of represent some of the sauce that you put on the bottom of the pan.
Okay.
Like
the greasy bottom stuff.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. my midsole would be a speckled patina, but speckled with like a little bit of orange, but like a lighter orange.
Okay.
The upper would be suede and be like like an off-white, but like an orange tinge to it to represent the noodles.
Okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
My laces would be more of like a brown to represent the chicharron. And then on the back heel tab, one shoe would have pala and the other shoe would have bok. And then the sock liner would match the outsole.
Nice. Oh, nice.
It's a simple shoe, but
it's not simple at all.
Oh, you know what? No, I forgot the egg. So the sock liner would be yellow.
Like yellow, yeah. Like the yolk.
And it would come with brown laces or yellow laces. Oh,
nice. And then one pair of like super thin laces, like the noodles.
Translucent.
Yeah. Translucent laces. That's new.
Boom.
I don't think anyone's done that
yet.
That
means
might be onto something. Yeah.
Palabok all day.
Aaron, we got to trust the only one who actually
cooks properly. So.
Well, this is my favorite. I'm going to go with the Philippine noodles again.
Hey.
So, it's pandesal.
Ooh. Nice.
Like, it's like a staple in the Philippines. Yeah. You can eat it morning, lunch, dinner.
Are each of the laces going to represent like a palaman? Like, it's going to be one lace is going to be like spam. Yeah. Another one's going to be like cheese.
But liver spread. I want it on an Air Max 95, right?
Ooh, okay. Layer.
So you're going to do the layer of different brown. So it's going from darker to light.
Ooh.
Nice.
Right? And then the mud guard would be like more of a really fuzzy, I would say, like suede.
Like a longer hair.
To represent like the breadcrumbs on the upper. Yeah. On the upper. Yeah. Yeah.
I can picture it.
But I won't put the pan and the desal in the back end of it. That'll just be on the tongue.
So cheesy. One word.
No, wait. On the tongue is the actual pandesal.
Oh, yeah.
And then, or you could like take it because it's there Velcro, and then you can have the words instead.
So you can have like, like a patch.
Pandesal.
Yeah.
And it's not in a box. It's in a paper bag.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Oh, we gotta be corny, right?
Yeah,
like that's the thing with like if apparently it's a shoe, it has to be a corny.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so
for real though.
That was like, a good question though.
That's so dumb. Yeah. I like that. I'm gonna buy the palabok, yo. And I mix it with the Sriracha Air Max 1.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's a really good. We have like a whole meal.
That's
there.
A meal right
like,
there.
Yeah, we have a full
Saturday is going to be lit for all the Filipinos.
Oh, yeah. They're
going to be like, oh, man, I need pandesal, I need palabok, I need dinuguan.
They're going to be throwing parties in the street. Oh, my God, look at all these ideas. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Next up is the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase.
Super cute.
So I was the odd man out, apparently, because I chose the only non-Filipino dish.
But you were ethnic.
I was ethnic. I was like the whitest ethnic,
you didn't
though.
Choose like mac and cheese, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to do Sriracha.
Sriracha.
Or as my father calls it, Sriracha. Yeah. Nice. So cultured, Dad. Good job. So my pick this week is, it's funny because I think recently on our story, we were talking about size, like the store size collaborations. And they have a new collaboration coming out with New Balance on the 878, which is a model they recently brought back. It's a brought back, right?
Yeah.
I would assume it's not a new. It could be. I don't know. Let us know if you know if it's a new model or if it's a retroed model. But yeah, it's the New Balance 878, and it's a size collaboration. And as you know, size does some pretty outlandish things. And this sneaker is pretty crazy. It's a navy blue base. Black midsole. It looks black. Maybe it's a dark gray midsole, which I'm not usually a fan of, but it works well on this. And it's got like a salmon outsole. And the rest of the upper is just like every single other color you can think of. Yellow toe cap, like a crimson heel counter, baby blue and green on the toe. Aaron's shaking his head because he didn't like it. But this is definitely my kind of shoe for sure.
That's an L Dog shoe.
For yeah, L-Dog absolutely. Hero. This is like for me. I think all the colors work really well on this silhouette and they did a good job blocking them. Very cool shoe. If you're interested, it's supposed to release on October 12th. So I think that's the day this podcast releases. But exclusively at size. But they are coming in men's and women's. So that's a nice little tidbit. If you are in the area of a size location, they're 100 euros or pounds. I don't know what that symbol is. Either way, it's an expensive shoe.
It's like 250,
it's not cheap.
Canadian.
But, you know, it's a... it's a New Balance shoe, so that's pretty regular.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them a cute, because like Alvin said, that's like 280, and sorry, but I can't be paying that.
Yeah.
No. So just cute. Next up, let's do Joel. What do you got?
So my pick is the SB Dunk Low Safari.
Yes.
Yeah, so Nike SB or Nothing leaked images sometime last week of the Safari Low. Safari Dunk, sorry. But yeah, man, it's basically just like the 03, the 03 Air Max, with the canvas, I guess, upper toe box. And it's got like the suede, I guess the medial, no, not the medial, the outer part of the shoe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The side panel.
The side panel, yeah. It. And yeah. It's got the green and gold checks on it.
Beautiful.
Everything's like on point. The shape is on point. Gum sole and everything. It's a dope shoe.
It's pointy for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Hella pointy.
Hella pointy. But, yeah, so there's not really a release date yet.
Mm-hmm.
But
give your best. Give your best guess. When do you think this Air Max themed dunk will come out, Joel?
I'm gonna say maybe like sometime in March.
That's a good guess, possibly. Joel.
Something like
very good there. Guess.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so stay tuned. No prices yet, nothing yet. But yeah, that's my pick, and I will be trying to go for them.
Correct. Do you have the 03?
I don't have the 03.
Oh, so there you go. You need it. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? Good friend of the show, frequent listener, Flippin' Laces was a little bit upset at this release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw that? Really? He posted it on his
but
story.
But it was because he felt that they should have done it on the recent Red
Dunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I completely agree with
the more recent had the fuzzies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't you have the fuzzies?
Yeah, I had the fuzzies.
You don't have the fuzzies anymore?
No, they're trimmed.
Oh, but you still have
the
shoe?
He still has the shoe.
I still have the shoe.
Oh, okay.
But no fuzzies.
But no fuzzies.
But no fuzzies.
Cleaned that up, yo.
Got it.
Trimmed it down, bro.
Yes. What year was that? 2016?
I'd probably say, yeah, 16.
2016 when they did it with like fur?
Like, yeah, it's like a fuzzy, nappy, super nappy, like suede.
And you took your beard trimmer to it. And it
yeah, because I really wasn't using it then. But then I put it to some use.
Might as well use it at some point. Yeah. But yeah, he was just saying that he wishes they actually did this kind of execution on the original 03 because the retro of it definitely didn't do the shoe justice. No. I think it was a cool iteration of the shoe.
It was cool, yeah. Man.
I actually think it was very cool. I think they usually don't do one for one on a retro very often. Like it's
that
very,
looks good though.
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they replaced it with the with are you talking about the Air Max?
Yes.
Yeah, they replaced it with the glow in the dark sole.
And they had the glow in the dark sole. Yeah,
which is cool. A pretty cool touch.
Very cool touch because you don't notice it until it's fucking dark, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this could also be foreshadowing a little bit of something that might be to come.
For Air Max, like they're gonna start banging.
No,
out, like,
I think for Air Max month.
For Air Max,
if this is coming out, maybe we're talking a pack scenario with the original. Maybe we're talking...
Or it might be reversed. You know how they did the Air Max...
With the Jordan?
Elephant print with the Jordan? It might be with like a crazy like animal print dunk, but they'll put that print on the Air Max 1. You know how they kind of reversed it?
Yeah, I know what you mean with the Jordan 3 and the Air Max.
Yeah, So I don't know. We'll see. Quite that'd be possible. Dope, though. I probably can't afford that pack, but I'll try.
I really like the dunk, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's dope.
The blocking works.
They did it perfectly.
Very well. Yeah, that's how they needed to do it. Like, there's no other way they could have done it.
I like that they didn't put fuzzies or, like, the pubic hair.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell it was. hopefully it is foreshadowing. A pack with that would be so cool.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Unreal.
Can you imagine?
Alvin, what's your pick?
I got a New Balance 991 from the camo pack that I guess they're going to be releasing. Yo, you guys already know it's New Balance. Unfortunately, though, I think these are only available at our favorite German store, 43 Einhalb.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 43 Einhalb.
Einhalb.
I remember we've talked about this.
Yeah,
place
they're retailing at 190. I'm assuming that's in German currency.
I'm not too sure. Which is euros?
Is it euros?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
190 y'all. Germans.
No.
190 Einhalbs.
190 Einhalbs.
That sounds real, kind of.
And the shoe features, like, the mudguard is, like, this crazy, like, supple-y leather.
That's supple.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a darker orange. And then the upper features, like, some suede, black, and, like, army green. olive suede, mm-hmm. and
dude, it's nice, like, fall colors. That's
yeah. Oh, definitely, nice. Yeah.
And that color combination and how they left most of the midsole white with mm-hmm. hints of, you know, green. Perfect. It's dope, man. And that leather just looking super, super buttery.
Yeah, man.
Oh, and then the outsole is like camo.
Yeah.
Which is dope.
Yeah, it's a cool touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are dope. Definitely a super, super, super duper cute, but since they're 190
Germans.
Einhalbs.
Plus 19% tax they have there, it says.
19%.
They're actually available now on their website. I clicked the link.
Yeah. I can't do that.
Yeah.
That means it's again, it's probably gonna be like 290.
Ooh, or more than that, I would think.
CAD?
Way more than that. If they're 190 euros, isn't it like double ish?
Like 350?
Yeah.
Plus duties.
So it's like five bills.
Plus shipping. This German shipping. I think it said $26. I'm trying to like read it. It's all in German. So it's not the easiest to understand. But yeah, it's not a cheap pair of shoes. But it's a very good looking shoe.
Yeah, I'm sure it's I mean, I don't want to say it's worth that money because it's hella expensive. But you're getting what you pay for.
Exactly.
Absolutely, you are.
It's probably cheaper to fly to Germany and pick it up and then bring it home.
For real.
Yeah.
And then you also get a trip to Germany.
Yeah, man.
So
you guys heard it here first. Aaron's going to Germany.
Yeah. Straight to 43 Einhalb.
Einhalb.
To visit the Germans.
Shout out to all the German listeners.
Super cute, yo. Super cute.
Yeah, man.
So next up, this week in kicks, now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. Some good stuff to talk about this week, actually. It's been a pretty busy week. So first off, this one kind of intrigued me, so I put it first. StockX is doing a drop with Adidas. Let that sink in for a second. Yeah. So it's called a StockX IPO. Do you guys know what IPO usually stands for in the business world? Initial public offering. It's when a company initially opens themselves up to be invested in on the stock market, like they're becoming a public company.
Yeah.
So instead of initial public offering, they're calling it an initial product offering. Cute. And they're releasing the Adidas Marker Lab shoes. So it was five designs chosen to be mass produced. It's kind of like what's the place called in Toronto? Mac House. Situation where they had that, but it was a collaboration with Adidas. So they had designers come in, create a shoe, and then the winners or whichever ones were chosen get to be mass produced. And they're actually being sold through StockX. So the way that they're doing this is the second time they've done it. They did it in, I think it was January, with a Ben Baller sandal, like slide, that they released exclusively through StockX. So the designs are sold via blind auction. So they'll be put up on the site. You'll go to the page with all five shoes on it. You'll click one. It'll come up. You can choose a size and it'll actually show you how many pairs are available in that size. Oh. So you're going into it knowing exactly how many exist. So we'll say it says there's 20 pairs of size nines, just for sake of argument. You place your bid at whatever the max you're willing to pay is. Mm-hmm. And then the top 20 people or the top 20 bids. Because there's 20 size nines are selected, but they're not sold at the price you bid. They're sold at the lowest price that got that, like that was chosen. So it's called the clearing price.
Wow.
So if there's 20 people who bid on a size, or there's 40 people who bid on a size nine, that means 20 people are going to get it. The lowest of the 20 people who are getting it bid $200. Everybody who gets it is getting it for $200.
Oh, that's cool. Even
if your bid was
$1 million.
Like they said, they were saying during the Ben Baller thing, somebody bid $1 million, but that was obviously just to ensure that they were going to get it because obviously 100 other people aren't going to bid $1 million.
Yeah.
So it gets sold at the clearing price, which is the lowest. Lowest of the high bids, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting. As much as I find it kind of strange, and I feel like it's opening Pandora's box a little bit. It's kind of fun though.
Well, if you put like say $500 on it, and nobody bid, but you don't, you just want it, then you're stuck with a $500 shoe.
Well, I would hope people bid on.
Make up a fake account.
Are they hoping for like because it's going to be quote-unquote exclusive and have only a certain amount of pairs that people are going to want it?
That seems like the idea.
What does the silhouette looks like? It's the campus
80. So it's a simple silhouette. Mm-hmm. But just for example, the Ben Baller slides, which literally were plain black slides or plain red slides. I think all it said was Ben Baller did the chain.
I seen that one.
There was 10,000 bids.
Wow.
For something like 700 slides total between both colors. 10,000 people bid on it.
Did you get the prices on it?
The prices. I don't remember the exact prices because it depends on the size, right?
True.
But I think, and like it's cool because they end up, you can sell it on StockX after you buy it, obviously.
Yeah.
And they went up after people bought them, like in value. So that was kind of interesting to see. But yeah, I'm just kind of concerned that a big brand like Adidas is doing a release with StockX. Although it is a cool thing and it's kind of a niche, like it's a little design lab thing they did and they're just going to kind of get it to public that way. But it's just like, don't play with that too much because it's drawing a fine line between being kind of sketchy and it's like Sean Weatherspoon selling his shoes at his own store kind of idea. Like Adidas is selling its shoes on StockX for whatever people are willing to pay for it.
That's
kind of weird to me.
How like they're like, oh, we're gonna drop these fucking iced tea sneakers, and then trying to act like it's not gonna cause a big fucking commotion. Build up your own hype so that like they go up in price anyway.
Marketing.
Well, Adidas is just trying anything.
They're thinking outside the box for sure.
They're being creative, though. I like it.
This is definitely a creative way to release a couple pairs of shoes, whatever. I don't know how many actual pairs they're releasing, but it's interesting. It's kind of cool.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. And we'll
is there like back. A special, is it going to be green for StockX or like?
No, it's five different designs from five different artists.
Okay. There'll be a chunk of pairs.
They're pretty unique looking. They're like very cut and sew. Mm. Like it's like Mac House, right? So you can go in and like unstitch stuff and whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dope.
We'll see how that goes and we'll report back.
I'm gonna put a bid.
30 cents.
At least $20.
$20.
Canadian.
That's gonna cost you more to ship it here.
Whatever, I got it though.
I don't got it, bro. So next up, Anta is cutting ties with the NBA. Don't sound any alarms because Anta is not the biggest company. I know. Same reaction, bro.
Klay Thompson, yeah.
Same. Who's going to feed Klay?
Same reaction.
He's going away of Wade, bro. Li Ning. He's going to Li Ning.
Well, actually, I'll tell you about Li Ning in a second.
Not them too.
No.
All my favorite brands are leaving.
Sorry to anybody who likes Anta or Li Ning. They're both good ball brands.
To Anta for upsetting you. Don't take away your sponsorship of this podcast, too, because we love you. So signature athletes who are on Anta include Klay Thompson. Did you know there was other ones? That's what I
was waiting for you to see.
That's what I was surprised at. Do you know who else there is? Alvin? Can you think of anybody? There's two other big ones, quote unquote big.
The other guy that was on, was it? Nah, never mind. I don't even know his name. So that's how big they are.
Rajon Rondo.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And my cousin Gordon Hayward. Also Anta.
Yeah. New Balance. He looks like a New Balance.
Hey, just because it looks like the Red Rocket. Come on, bro.
You should have known that Celtic guy.
Yeah, for real.
He was injured.
Fraud.
He didn't wear that on the sidelines. Come on, dog.
So they're cutting all ties with the NBA following the GM of the Houston Rockets sending out the tweet in support of the Chinese protesters. You guys saw all that whole story?
Yeah.
Such a big story.
Man, it's a huge story. There's a bunch going on now. Like, great. Nike's stock dropped 1% after that happened. I don't know if you guys saw that or not. That's huge. That's a lot of money. 1% of Nike is a lot of money. I don't think it'll have anything to do with Klay Thompson, Rondo, unfortunately, and Hayward. As much as we're all like, oh, darn, what are they going to wear? I think they'll be fine because those are separate contracts. Those aren't NBA contracts. They're with a person.
Yeah.
But Anta actually, in 2014, signed a deal with the NBA to be the official marketing and merchandise provider of the NBA in China. So that contract apparently is being severed.
Yeah.
Because they're all offended that people have opinions. Mm-hmm. And
there's one dude.
One dude.
And you're gonna base that off of like one whole organization.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he was right. I'm not saying his opinion was good or whatever the fuck that is. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying like it's one dude.
Yeah.
But go on. Sorry.
I don't know, man. Like this the whole protest thing is very tough because they're both like both sides are like in deep right now. They're both doing fucked up stuff.
Yeah.
But I think at its core, it's just people in Hong Kong?
Hong Kong.
Yeah. They want it to be democratic, which, I mean, you can't really vote against wanting someone to be democratic because if you're not democratic, the state, the country has the right to take away all NBA games because they don't like one GM and that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
So along with Anta? I think it's Anta. Who cares? They're not in the NBA anymore. Super irrelevant now. Li Ning also allegedly has withdrawn sponsorship from the Houston Rockets. I guess they were sponsored with the Houston Rockets, and they are not anymore.
Damn.
Sorry. Did you see the video of the people in that gym in China painting over the Houston Rockets? Like, they had, like, I guess, a facility in China, and they were already painting over the Houston Rockets logos and stuff.
Wow.
It's been, like, 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just exploded. So we definitely haven't heard the last of this. There's games scheduled, preseason games scheduled in China.
Well, that GM should have known better at the same time. Like, dude, you're a fucking GM, man.
Yeah. But the thing
Twitter is fucking explosive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Houston Rockets, they're, like, basically, like, the official... unofficial Chinese team,
Yao Ming,
you know, right? Like the GM, you know, tweeting this is like huge. If it was like the Raptors GM or
like whatever,
you know, I don't think it would be. I mean, it would be a lot of play, but not as much as you know, because the presence of Houston in China is like huge.
Crazy.
It's tough. It's going to be interesting. There's still stuff, obviously, that's going to be unfolding, but we'll see what happens. Did you actually see who the president of the Chinese Basketball Association is? It is Yao Ming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very interesting because he's obviously Houston Rockets royalty.
Yeah.
He is, and he was the one who made the decision to cut ties.
Wow.
So that's
apparently
obviously
he's
another,
really pissed off about it. Like, really,
for sure.
That's another level. But like the thing is, like the NBA, like as much as you're saying, like you have to be careful, but like, look at all the other things that all these players have the freedom to question and like LeBron going off on the NCAA, like all these other huge things, like the whole Black Lives Matter thing, equality, whatever it is. Like there's all these other polarizing things that the NBA players feel they're entitled to speak upon and take action upon. And then all of a sudden the Houston Rockets GM is just getting thrown under the bus for having an opinion about something that he feels strongly about. Right. It's definitely tough. Like Aaron said, it's mostly because I think they're literally China's unofficial NBA team.
Yeah.
Basically. Mm. Like they're China's baby in the NBA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they were China's baby in the NBA. So last up, the GOAT app has a new AR feature. Did you guys see this?
I saw that.
So GOAT has introduced a new AR try-on feature. It's basically a filter, but for your feet. It allows you to virtually try on sneakers. I think it's a cool tech. So only a select few very rare pairs are available now. So there's the Floams, the Purple Travis 4s, the Iron Maiden Dunks. There's a bunch of other like super ultra rare pairs that there are available. Have you guys tried it yet?
Jomar's tried it.
It's cool, man. Like it's really neat.
Yeah.
I'm going to flex on IG with it, you know.
I did yesterday. A lot of people fell for it. I wasn't trying to fool anybody. Like I thought it was a thing that everyone knew about, but I got a lot of messages. They were like, "You bought what?" Like people were freaking out. And I was like, "It doesn't even look real. It's not that real." Like it's super fuzzy.
That's why it was fuzzy.
One of the main reasons I posted it because I know that Floams are Tong's grail.
Yeah.
Like I remember him telling me a long time ago that's his number one, and he was like, "These have to be the Jack the Ripper pair. Like, there's no way that these are actually." Like he was freaking out.
He was mad at you, bro.
He was pissed.
Freaking idiot.
Like he was
Tong. It wasn't real, bro.
I told him. He didn't reply to me when I told him.
Should have went along with it though. Should have been like, "Yeah, these are
Jay the Ripper." No, these are the real deal, bro. You catch up. I want a raffle from a better raffler, I guess. But yeah, it's cool. I definitely could see this being a thing of the future for sure. Like if they can expand this into make it more available for a bunch of other silhouettes.
So much flaking.
Fake flexing.
Yeah, flaking. Mm-hmm.
flaking.
Yeah, a lot of flaking.
I could see that. But even if, like, imagine going to a Foot Locker. Like, imagine when you worked at Foot Locker, if someone said, hey, can I try that on? And you said, yeah, just go on your phone.
Take a picture. Yeah. Boom.
That's a lot better, though. Then that means every single pair in the back is DS, then.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true,
like, too. From the DS dictionary.
The DS dictionary. Yeah, no, you're right, though. There's no need to try on shoes, actually, anymore, because you can just put it on your feet virtually.
Foot Locker should buy this app.
Well, doesn't Foot Locker have a steak and goat?
I don't know.
They do. Yeah. I believe we talked about that a couple months ago.
Well, then there you go.
So technically, Foot Locker might own this app. That might be a little bit of market research going on here.
An iPad around, you know?
Right? And you can Mm-hmm. And you can literally swipe through.
What black shoes do
you have? You know, those mirrors on the poles.
It should just be a big
screen. It'll be a screen.
You can pick.
And you can pick.
Jeez. Swipe through. And
Foot Locker can't afford that.
Yeah.
Foot Locker can afford a lot more than they're leading on. By the aesthetic of some of their stores, they can afford a lot more than what they're leading on to. But yeah, very cool tech. I'm excited to see where that goes, because it could definitely be, I think it will be something.
It'll be beneficial.
Big in the future. Properly. Yeah.
Ooh, mm-hmm. For sure.
With great power comes great responsibility, guys. So no fake flexing on Instagram. Next up is Previously in Kicks. This is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Joel, any shoes?
I actually picked up the Hong Kong Air Force Ones.
The what?
Hong Kong Air Force Ones. I got it from Let Go.
Let Go.
Yes.
That's right. I remember.
Speaking of Hong Kong, shout out to China real quick, sponsor of the show.
Yeah. $40
Canada.
$40 That's what you paid. $40
Best $40
Wow. Deadstock?
No. He's worn them a couple times, but
they look good though.
Basically, deadstock.
I just cleaned them up and boom, deadstock. Like
$40
Do you find shoes on Let Go often, or
no? I was just scrolling around, like, let's see what I could get.
And then those popped up, and you're like,
and then this guy wants 80. Let me see.
He wanted 40.
Got a lowball.
Yeah,
my wife always lowballs everybody.
Joel just went crazy with the. You went half price on him.
$40 I'll come to you.
Can you do 60?
Nope.
I only got $40 right now in my hand.
$40 I got some gas in my whip. That's it.
He's going downtown. Yeah.
Damn. That's a good deal. I need to. I had Let Go and then I deleted the app. I need to get it back.
Because selling on there sucks.
That was
the hard. Selling it's hard. Sucks.
Because people offer you half of what you're posting for. Yeah. People like Joel will offer you nothing. Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure he wanted $40. He just put it for 80 because
that's what you do. Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
Yeah. That's true. Alvin, any shoes last week?
Nope.
Aaron, any shoes last week?
No.
Wow, we're boring. I entered a raffle. So I'm the proud new owner of a raffle ticket.
Same.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
The Travis Scott one? Travis Scott 6.
I didn't win. The calls were today. I did not win.
Oh, were they today?
Yeah. The calls for 306. No, for 306 were today.
Oh, actually, I did win something too. I won a $25 gift certificate from Turtle Jack's. Shout out to Air Mills Town Center.
Isn't it two $25 gift cards?
I thought it was just one. I think they were giving away two.
Two.
Someone else won.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was two because I was like, at least you got $50.
So we're all going for one drink and
we're going to share the drink.
And an appetizer. Just one appetizer.
Maybe if the drink is water.
If the drink is water, we can get maybe two appetizers.
Oh, let's do it.
Sounds like a night out.
If you go in during happy hour, it'll be already half price.
Yeah, man.
There you go.
Plus water? Damn.
Can we get ice in that water? I did go to 306 yesterday. It was like all over Instagram how quote unquote crazy it was. I think NetMag posted about it today, talking about how people have to wait in line for a chance. I'm as much as we've talked about in the past, like waiting in line for a raffle is stupid and dumb and we hate it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that bad. I waited 30 minutes from the time I stepped foot in the line to the time I was walking out the door, which is really not bad at all, considering there was at least 100 people in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, I was wrapped up young and down the street to the side, and I was done in half an hour.
Holy.
Philly was texting me.
He was 15 minutes behind me.
Yeah, so he's like, all in all, like, from same thing, it was like 50-ish minutes.
Yeah, the line grew after I got there, because I got there a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the line was fully staffed outside. There was at least like three or four people, like associates manning the line, making sure there was no one cutting, making sure people were pushed against the wall.
Nice.
There was four people filling out the sheets.
That's good.
Inside, so that was really cool.
Yeah.
It took them... 4 years, but they finally figured out how to do a raffle. So that's good.
Really good.
I'm glad they're on the right track. congrats to anybody who won. I did not, because I would have got the call today.
Interesting.
Ooh. I was pissed, though. I got a call from No Caller ID, and they call No Caller ID. And it was around the same time that I knew that they were calling around that time. And I picked it up so excited. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. Like, my heart stopped.
Yeah.
And all I hear is, hi, I'm just calling from AUBC Duck Cleaning. I just wanted to know. Pissed, bro. Oh, man. I've never been more mad about somebody offering to clean my air ducts in my life. Man. Needless to say, they did not get a nice response when they called me. But yes, so no shoes for anybody. No. Oh, it's for Joel, just for Joel. Yep. Some half price shoes. Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM, and we'll let the world know that we goofed. We have a couple super deep EEEs this week.
Super deep.
Super deep.
They were both emailed, no?
They were both emails.
What?
but that's why they're in the email, I think, because they were too long for a direct message. Yeah. So strap in, everybody. And when I say it's long, the first one is from Highbrow Sneakers.
Oh, yes.
So you better...
My God.
You better...
No, we're about to get a lesson.
Get comfortable, everyone. Uh-oh. So Highbrow Sneakers, a.k.a. Gareth Tilly, says, G'day. Already a good start. Regarding Nike versus Skechers, when I heard about this, I had the same reaction as you guys. Such obvious ripoffs. I thought they were taking the is taking the piss a thing? Yeah. Is that a thing in England piss. Taking the piss?
Taking the piss.
Yeah. Does that mean you're just like you're fucking around?
Yeah,
probably, I think that's what it means. Yeah, like they're fucking
taking
around.
A piss, mate.
Yeah,
yeah. Got him.
Wow, none of us. So none of us are good at the accent.
Yeah.
He says, remember though that copyright protects the expression of ideas, not the ideas themselves. It happens all the time that people set out to make products that are just different enough to the original to plausibly claim they were only inspired by the idea rather than copying it. Time will tell whether Skechers is on the right side of the line. Mm. All the best. Gareth, P.S. loved the last episode. I'm a big fan of Hardy Girl and Lazy Bones. So great to hear what they have to say. He then followed up with another email shortly after that. A PPS to a completely separate email. He says, I probably should have read the actual complaint before I weighed in. So basically, whatever you guys just heard was false. He says, Nike's claim is for design patent infringement, not copyright infringement. So the court will be looking at how similar the designs objectively are, not whether Skechers set out to copy anything. Mm. There are many technical defenses in design law, but one strategy they might take is to argue that their own shoes are such comically bad copies that nobody would actually think they're substantially similar, or they may say the bits they copied were functional rather than decorative, as a design patent only protects decorative aspects of an item. So if they're saying the air bubble, then it's kind of a gray area. An interesting question when you think of a VaporMax sole, does it just look cool or does it do something? Not a question I'd want a non-sneakerhead judge to decide.
Facts.
Wow.
You should be the judge for that, actually.
That's pretty interesting. Crazy. We'll see. And I wonder if it would mean that Nike has to actually come out and say, no, the VaporMax sole doesn't actually do shit. It's just looks pretty. Cool.
Yeah.
So they can win a case against Skechers. Like, that would be very interesting.
I mean, I would.
You would just lie, or you would just out yourself as saying, yeah, this tech is actually bullshit. Time will tell.
We'll see.
We'll see. Next up, from Jump In With 2 Feet. So he was the contributor of last week's Fire Round Queen question,
Mike,
asking if we would stop buying sneakers for a year save up and buy your grails. We all said no. Aaron, could you do it?
What?
Don't buy sneakers for a year.
A year.
To and then buy your pair of grails.
Like, oh, save I would definitely. Up. Oh, yeah, I would save up.
You think you could do it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You think you could not I'm buy sneakers for right a year?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No.
Like, not 100%. Even, like, not even if you needed a new pair of Reacts. You couldn't buy a new pair of Reacts.
No shoes.
Because you ran
a year. Yeah,
100K in them.
You cannot buy
shoes
for a year. If I
had the opportunity to buy my grail.
Well, you do. It's on StockX all the time.
Yeah, I would save up. I just... not disciplined enough right now, but
so that's the question. That's the answer.
No,
that's the answer.
Right?
If I, okay, all right, I'm gonna head out.
Do you genuinely think you could do it? That's really what it comes down to. Not like willing, I think I would like to not buy it, because I agree. I would love to not buy any shoes, save up and buy my Grail. But I don't think I could.
I'm honest with myself.
Do it. Yeah, I know myself. Now,
I haven't bought a shoe, I would say, in like, when was it, July? That wasn't a buy. That was more of a trade. So I would say 6 months.
Oh, wow.
I haven't saved up though.
But you're not saving.
But I'm not saving. Yeah. That's the problem, though.
So you're halfway
there. I'm using that money somewhere else, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
You know, sure. Right?
So that kind of leads into what Mike, aka Jump Into Feet, is alluding to. Mm. So he says, if you asked me when I just started buying sneakers, my answer would be no. I was so focused on buying and building up my collection that taking a year off would have meant missing out on shoes I really wanted. If you asked me now where I'm at the point of focusing on quality over quantity, I can say that I could pass on a bunch of pairs, possibly a year's worth or more, to get my Grail. Though, another factor that comes into this is how much a certain Grail shoes are now, and considering where I am in my life, being a dad, having a mortgage, etc., there is a certain limit to what I would find reasonable for a Grail, example, $500, whatever.
Yeah.
So, for example, I would love to get a pair of Cactus Jack Air Jordan 4s, but considering where the market is, I'm okay to wait at the moment and save up. Worst case scenario, as Alvin says, the shoes will always be there. Via StockX and other sites, there are always net magnetism raffles. Or the one I entered to get the Flomes. I'll let you know about that one.
Sorry, so previously I won a raffle, but I won a kick break.
Oh, you won from you won from NetMag?
Yeah.
Which one did you enter for?
The full size 11.
Oh yeah.
I was like, bro, how can I not? It's all my size, and I want all my shoes.
Yeah, I
didn't win, but it's okay.
I wanted to enter his last one.
I entered the one yesterday. Size 7
cause.
Yeah, that's the one I entered for. It was yesterday.
I was so tempted.
It was the one of 6 hours, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost entered that too. I'm like, nah, it's not my size.
Anytime it's short like that, I try to enter, because in your mind, you're like, there's not going to be as many people, and there's just as many people. Because every single person's like, there's not going to be as many people. Everyone enters.
Got this in the bag.
Yeah, I caught a fat L. It's been a long time since I've won anything from NetMag. Mm. It's probably rigged. He also... that's how he ends it. I didn't even realize he adds a fire round question to this. So we'll save this email.
We'll save that.
But yeah, that's a good point that he makes. It's not just about saving up to be able to buy the Grail. I think we've talked about it in the past, though. It's once you have that $1,000, $2,000, whatever it is, dollars in your hand, you're like, do I want to hand this over to somebody to get a pair of shoes?
One singular pair.
That I waited a year. I didn't buy shoes for a year.
Yeah, but I have this money now. My thing is, like, I'll find something else that I've always wanted, and I'll be like, oh, I already have this money.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just... But, like, handing over 2 G's? Especially with all the factors I listed, child, mortgage, car payments, all that other shit. I'd rather go on vacation.
That's the thing, yeah. So you have to prioritize at that point, too. Mm-hmm. So it's not even just the passing on shoes for a year. It's once you get there and you have that chunk of money in your hand, are you really willing to pass it over after you put in all that work to save it? I don't know. I still stand by it. I could not do it.
We'll wait till Aaron does it.
We'll wait till Aaron's halfway there now.
Oh, the wife... We'll just say no. Like, put that money back in the bank.
She'll get the notification that you just withdrew $2,500 and she'll get a call away.
But I saved it. Nope.
Well, now we saved it.
Your money is my money, babe. No, it's not. It's sneaker money. Never works.
Tell that to the divorce lawyer. Next up is thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. This week's topic is KD's, as in Kevin Durant's shoes. Joel.
Thumbs up.
Alvin.
Up.
Aaron.
Da-da-da-down.
Ooh, I like that.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
I'm also da-da-da-down.
This is a new one, right? Or just in general, KD shoes?
Just in general.
I just said KD's.
We can't even expand on it.
Anyways, next up, NSR.
I should know the rules.
We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we are going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. Alvin brought us some pizza this week, so Alvin is bringing the not-sneaker-related question of the week. Alvin, what do you have for us today?
With it being October...
Yes.
Being the month of Halloween
spookiness
and spookiness, and with half of the channels on there having like everything ghost related.
Yes.
Have you guys ever had a ghost experience?
Ooh.
I've had many.
I have met.
Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. I have never.
No. Can you?
I'm lucky. Go quick.
How bad? How bad? How bad?
15 seconds. Actually, quick spooky story for 15 seconds. Go, Joel.
Okay. Okay, so what happened was when I was a kid, there was a fire next door to the building, to the apartment. The apartment building next to me. All right. The guy passed out. He fell asleep holding a cigarette, so his bed lit up, and he went admitted to the hospital. So I was still young at that time, but my mom had spoken to his mother because he was like an older gentleman as well. But he's like sort of like a smoker, kind of drunk kind of guy.
I'm already scared.
So what happened was he was submitted to the hospital, and it was like during the wintertime. So he got to the hospital, and then from what the mother told my mom is that he had passed in the hospital from his injuries because he got burned.
Yeah.
So, you know, lo and behold, like, you know, during the wintertime, you know, during like, you know, the holiday weekends or holiday season, you got no school. So me and my, a buddy of mine that lived in the apartment building, we would play like catch, like within the apartment building.
Like in the hallway.
So I would go to one side and he would go to the other side. We'd just throw a tennis ball, whatever. We'd play catch. So what happened was he threw the ball to me and it bounced off of the one of the banisters and it trickled all the way down to the basement, which is where.
No, I don't like this story.
So what happened? Hold on. It went to a door. I'm getting goosebumps under my shirt. So it went to a door that was barely used because that's not where the mailbox is. So there's two entrances to my where my dad used to live. And the one building, it led towards the area that's like not heavily not much foot traffic.
Yeah.
So the door was open. Like I went and grabbed the ball and then I was like, shit, this door is open. It's never open. So then I opened the door and there was a hospital gown on the ground with footprints. And I'm like, whose hospital gown is it? And I looked. Yo, my hair's standing. And I looked, it said property of Queensway Hospital. And that's where he died, bro. So what's this hospital gown doing? That's my story.
Oh my god.
Wasn't that a mental hospital there, Queensway as well, or no?
No, that was somewhere else. It used to be on by Humber College Lakeshore campus.
And I lived
two blocks away from Humber Lakeshore. Yeah, true. And that's there's other stories there too.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, I used to ride around this one house where they would, because I looked into it like years later, and they used to like, they didn't know anything about like, you know, they didn't know how to treat kids that were like, you know, mentally handicapped. So what they did was that they would torture them for like, you know, I guess practices or whatnot or how they would react. And this one house in particular in that area, I would ride my bike around this house because, you know, everyone's like, yo, you got to ride around this house.
Like
it's weird. It's weird.
Shit.
It's weird. Yeah, so board it up. You would hear kids inside there. You know that one toy, that kid toy, where it's like a lawnmower and you would push it and it would make ding 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 and it would pop.
The bubbles pop.
I would hear that inside there. Like me and my boy that I was with, we were like listening. We're like, holy shit, this is fucking crazy. Because you would hear kids, you would literally hear kids laughing and running around in this house.
But it's boarded up.
It's boarded up. It's never been used since like the 60s.
Is that house still up though or no?
I think they took it down because Humber Lakeshore, yeah. Humber Lakeshore, they opened up a high school there too.
And now that high school's haunted.
Yeah, man.
Well, I'm upset that I have to ask, but Alvin, what's your ghost story?
It's actually related to why I'm a sneakerhead.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
So when I was younger in the Philippines, I used to sleep in the same room as my parents. So we came here in like 91. So I was like maybe 5. So before that, I was beside my parents on this straw bed in the Philippines. It wasn't straw. I lie. It was it was very elaborate. Like it was banig. It was banig. A banig. Yeah. Banig. So I slept on a banig.
So it's like a
heavily straw bread. Yeah. Or bed.
So it's a straw bed.
It was a straw bed, but a really nice one.
Strong. Guys.
It's a fancy straw bed.
So on a nightly basis, I would wake up. I would look down on my feet and there would be like these hands coming out from underneath the bed trying to grab my feet.
Yeah.
That's why you tuck your. That's why you tuck your feet in
on a nightly basis. So on a nightly basis, I would end up in between my parents, and like I would tell my parents, obviously they would shrug it off, like "Shut up, you're stupid. You're just imagining things. You're young." Yeah. But like that's why right now, I feel like that's why I'm a sneakerhead because I like covering my feet, and also like when I sleep at night now, I always have to cover my feet.
Ooh. Yeah,
because of that like traumatic.
Yeah. Wow. I don't like exposing my experience. Feet as well. Same thing.
Mm. Yeah, like I can't. Yeah. Like I always wear socks in the house, or if I don't have socks, I wear chinelas. I always have to cover my feet when I'm sleeping. Mm-hmm. Like it'd be like 30 degrees out. I have to cover my feet. I don't give a fuck. My feet are getting covered.
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
Well, I'm not sleeping tonight already. But there was one more person who said they have a story. So, Aaron, please, we would love to hear this ghost story you have for us.
So,
oh my god.
same thing. It's in the Philippines.
I'm scared.
The most haunted fucking place in the world. Yeah, continue. Yeah,
so. Me and my cousins were out, you know, drinking. Like, just sitting around the streets, just drinking. Yeah.
Horse.
And then, so we're heading home, and we live in this, like, gated community. But everyone's at home. Nobody's, like, in the streets. And all you see is, like, just random dogs, you know? Like, they call them street dogs.
Yeah.
So we see in the dead end of the street what they call a white
lady. Yo!
Like, I don't think I froze, and then my cousin's like, just run. Just run. Oh my God. So we just ran.
Did you have to run towards her?
Or no. We ran, like,
opposite.
Yeah, the opposite direction. Yeah.
Was she towards your house, though?
Yeah, she was. The good thing is that we live in a, like, there's another house that we can sleep in.
Oh,
it was my other cousin's house. So we just have to go to the other cousin.
Bro.
Yeah, but that was,
it's a ghost, crazy. Man. I saw her.
Next week. Instead of NSR, it's like spooky stories.
Right? Spooky stories.
All of December, spooky stories.
That was crazy.
I'm not sleeping.
Not spooky related.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the longest 30 seconds of my life.
Yo, that was Canada Got Soul, like S-O-U-L.
S-O-U-L.
Bro.
Yeah.
Soul.
Yeah.
Soul.
Fuck. Okay, I hate sleeping. I didn't want to sleep tonight. Anyways, next up is the promos. So first up, the one that is the soonest, it's actually just over a month away now, happening November 16th, is Just Kicking It.
Yeah.
It's happening at the Scadding Court Community Center in Toronto from 12 to 6. It is a buy, sell, and trade event. So it's just your typical, in that sense, your typical sneaker expo. But the thing that's setting this one super far apart from anything else happening at the moment is they're having a sneaker display showdown. So they've quoted it as it being featuring the top collectors in the city. So obviously that is a factual statement because us, Canada Got Soul, will be in the building displaying our legendary. we will be there displaying our collection. If you're interested in coming by, please make sure you check out Just Kicking It on Instagram or hit up our homie Flippin' Laces.
Hit them up.
Tickets are on sale right now. So
buy
if
that.
You're interested, please make sure you support. It's going to be a fun day. If you're interested in displaying, I don't know if they're giving out spots for that, but there is a trophy involved, a Larry O'Brien trophy.
Spots for second place.
Correct. Yeah. If you're interested in losing, come on out. We are more than willing to hand out several L's that day. Because we will be taking...
The head games are serious, bro.
You guys should make some sticker packs, you know, like an L. You know? Here you go. Here's an L.
Jeez. Or if you flip it the other way, it's a 7, because I think this would be our 7th victory.
So,
Shit. You know, no big deal. Just 7 victories
no
under
big
our belt.
Deal.
No big deal. Something light. It's whatever. You guys all have 7 victories too, right? It's whatever. And $1,000 to the victor, which is pretty huge. It's not bad.
Yeah.
So please show up, show out. The original first Just Kicking It was awesome. I couldn't be there.
It's going to be a party.
It's going to be a party for sure.
For real.
All of our good friends are going to be there, so we hope
it's going to be intense.
It's going to be a good time. Well, it's not going to be that intense. I'm going to show up kind of just like Raptors rolling into the finals, like whatever. They don't even have KD. And recently announced, The Ultimate Sneaker Show is coming back from Soul Exchange Canada, and it's got a new venue. It is the Enercare Center, which is huge. Wow. That is SneakerCon level venue size. So that is actually a month later on Saturday, December 14th from 12 to 6 p.m. So they're actually adding some new things similar to SneakerCon, a trading pit, a food court, which is clutch
because fuck yeah,
they really need to have something like that. Food. So you can spend the whole day there because most people do. You need to eat, and it's not really near any restaurants in that area, like
not at
in the
all.
Middle of nowhere. No. And a sporting zone. Kind of interested to see what that turns out to be.
Cool.
Because if we're down, if we can hoop, I'm going down and shit. Let's go play ball. But yeah, so there are vendors tables on sale right now. So if you're interested in vending, it's $125 each or $100 if you purchase multiples, which is really reasonable when you think about it.
Yeah.
If you're selling shoes, that's one sale.
That's a pair right there.
That's one sale and that's so much foot traffic. Yeah. Like it's honestly, that's a really good deal. But yeah, so that's Ultimate Sneaker Show December 14th and just kicking it November 16th. We hope to see you at both. Boat of them.
Boat of them.
Boat, no Titanic. Next up, the main discussion. We do have a guest this week.
We do.
If you guys noticed, he's sitting to my left, got that to the sexy audience's radio voice. Front right. He does have a good radio voice.
Yeah,
he has
buddy.
A face for radio.
Yeah.
Oh Aaron, thank you for joining us once again.
No worries.
Thank you for making your way over all the way out west.
Yeah.
Like, far all the way west.
What a day trip this was.
It's going to take you a day to get back, too. Shit. Those GoBuses don't run as frequently in the evening. but yeah, thank you. We do appreciate you coming, and we do appreciate you supporting every week. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
We see you every Saturday morning when you're up at 5 a.m. Cutting chicken or whatever.
Cutting chicken?
Yeah. Cutting chicken and listening to True to Size.
Getting that batter ready to waffle and stuff. Crazy.
Bitter batter. Let's get at her. So, as you know, as I'm sure you're very aware, we like to play America... top rated game show, Canada's second rated game show. I don't know the statistics. I don't know. They're weird. I don't get it. But anyways, 21 questions. So you're getting your own personal fire round.
Yeah,
it is 21 questions. You have to answer them quickly in succession. No thinking at all.
We don't think
on this podcast, so you're not allowed to think on this podcast.
I've been answering previous episodes.
Answering other people's questions.
He'll like, turn it up on the question, turn it down.
I've been practicing.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, number one, air or boost?
Air.
Number two, favorite color?
Ooh, red.
Number three, crew socks or no shows?
Crew.
Number four, pineapple on pizza?
No. Come on.
Can we end the episode early or are we there? Are we at time yet?
We're
good enough yet?
Yeah. What are we at? An hour?
Aaron only needs an hour, so we're good.
Shit. Number five, glow in the dark or 3M?
Ooh, good question. That's a good one.
Damn. 3M.
Ooh, controversial. Number six. Debatable. I don't know what I would choose. Number six, Jason Mark or Crep Protect?
Gotta support Jason.
That's correct, Mr. Mark. Number seven, original boxes or drop fronts?
Definitely original.
Number eight, houses on fire. You can only save three shoes. What are they?
Ooh. Nice. Chicago ones.
True.
Okay.
Animal pack. Or no, sorry. Air Max 1 Animal.
Nice.
2.0?
2.0, unfortunately. But it's okay.
It's not unfortunate.
Last one. Oh, and this. Black cements. Threes.
Good choice.
Nice.
Number nine, Dunks or Jordan 1s?
Jordan 1s.
Number 10, cement print or elephant print?
Oh, damn, guys. Elephant.
Ooh.
Correct. Number 11, how many wins will the Raptors finish with this year?
Oh, man, this is going to be tough. I would say they're going to go with the East. I'm going to go 44.
44? How many wins are the... This is 11.1. Yeah. How many wins are the Celtics going to have this year?
Oh, 36, because Aaron is 35.
Jeez. I was going to say you're a Celtics fan, but it doesn't sound like it.
We missed our window on it, unfortunately.
When was your window? Like Larry Bird, you're talking about? Like,
number
12, Air Max 90 or Air Max 1?
Air Max 9, Air Max 1. I'm going to go with the one.
Number 13, who invented the light bulb?
My wife's listening to this. Edison?
Correct.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say Alexander Graham Bell or something.
James Naismith.
That was basketball.
Graham Bell is the telephone. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
Bell.
Damn, I learned something.
Bell.
That's edumacation.
Oh, no, I lost it. Number 14, one to stalk and one to rock, or two different pairs to rock?
One to stalk.
One to stalk and one to rock, or two different pairs to rock?
Two different pairs to rock.
That's also correct.
Okay.
You buy something for $3.35 and pay with a $5 bill. What is your change?
Oh, shit.
It's all computerized at work.
There is no change.
The change is a tip.
I keep it all.
The change is a tip.
I'm not letting you get away from answering the question.
Wait, was it
$5?
Yeah. You buy something for $3.35
yeah.
and have a $5 bill. What is your change?
Oh, damn. $2.65?
$1.65.
Oh, you're close, though.
Close.
What are three sneakerheading essentials?
Oh, good one.
Sneakerheading essentials.
Take that as however you wish to.
Yeah.
Make sure you have the original box.
Mm-hmm.
All the accessories to the box. And I would say is obviously legit check, I would say. Like, do your research.
Got it.
Do your research on it.
Number 17, favorite Jordan model ever?
Ever. Shit.
I'd say, for some reason, and I don't have that many, I only have one pair of it, is just the design of it is the fours.
Mm.
I don't know why. I just always love that design of it.
That's a solid answer.
Cool. Solid.
How many pairs in your collection?
The last, like, legit pairs or, like, does Roshi's count? Like, you know.
You can count whatever you want.
Okay.
I'm not going to come check it anyway. No. So.
around maybe 60 to 70?
Solid number. Yeah. That's a very rotational.
Yeah.
Like
good number.
I mean, that's the limit. That's the limit now. Like,
space-wise?
Yeah, space-wise. Yeah. That's the limit. Can't go anymore.
Number 19, best fried chicken in the city.
Oh, you gotta come to Dirty Bird.
Hey, Good answer!
I make the chicken there, bro.
Yo, it's always moist. You feel me?
We had to give you one little plug.
Thank you.
Number 20, what is your number one grail?
The Chicago ones.
Oh, so you own it.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. So would you rather receive your number one grail or three other pairs from your top 10?
Ooh. Three other pairs, just the more.
Ooh, more the merrier, huh?
Yeah.
Even with that space issue, I'm sure your wife won't like that answer.
Mm.
So next up, before we get into the best part, I think it's going to be pretty exciting. The True to Size Trivia is what we're going to call it. We are going to do your soulography.
Okay.
So we do want to know a little bit of your background.
Okay.
So why don't you let us know how you this whole obsession because it is an obsession for sure.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How it started, how did you come to fall in love with sneakers?
I guess it started from my love of basketball. Like growing up, you know, I grew up at the middle pack of like Jordan's career.
Okay.
So like the 90s up to like when he retired.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So seeing all the pairs growing up and just like wanting it, like, you know, right? So other than that, I just like the designs of shoes, you know, right? I think it's just really interesting. The colors, the different, like, there's so many, like, you know, coming from the Philippines. And then when when we moved up here, I've never seen a shoe store. You know, once you hit a shoe store, I hit my first Foot Locker. I can see, I was like, whoa, this is crazy.
The fuck is this?
There's at least 10 shoes in here.
It's great. Like, you know, like, I never was interested in shoes or anything until I saw, like, a whole wall of it.
Because you didn't know it was a thing to be into.
No, that's a thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's when I was like, and then my first pair of shoes, it was the Frank Thomas's Big Hurt. I don't know why, but I just like that there's
no idea what that is.
There's a Velcro strap on it. I just really liked it. And back then, I mean, I grew up with two other brothers, so we would always compete a lot. So I was competing with him with his pair. And like, look at how many like Reebok signs I have on my shoe compared to his only two Nike check marks on his. You know, right? So it's like,
the more logos, the cooler you are.
Back then, the more logos, exactly. Yeah. Right? So, and after that, you know, I kind of went away from shoes and did other things, more into sports. I still was into shoes. I knew what was going on, but more focused on like basketball shoes at that time. And then once I got like a full-time job and the internet came around, so you can see like all these different types of shoes, a lot of the shoes that I was missing that I saw back then that I wasn't interested in, I started to like again.
Yeah.
Right. Mainly one was, is the Air Max 97s. Back then I was like, well, those are dope shoes. I seen them on like on other people. I just couldn't afford them at that time. So,
yeah.
But then, you know, when they retro a lot of these shoes, you know, right? The interest comes and peaks again. Yeah. You know, right. So, yeah. Started collecting a lot of the old retro stuff now. So, that's like the main focus, pretty much, is like more acquiring stuff that I grew up with rather than like all the newer stuff, you know, right? So,
that's dope. Yeah. Wow, I wish I had a cool story like that, like you guys all have. I watched Jordan play, and I just started working at Foot Locker.
See, I wish that's the one thing that I kind of regret. I went into the food industry right away. Mm-hmm. Like, McDonald's was willing to hire me at, like, 14.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
My mom worked there, so, like, she knew the owner. Like, the owner was always around.
She,
like,
she knew Mr. McDonald?
She knew Ronald.
I met the real man. I shared a stage with him.
Oh, wow.
At the Milliken Festival 1999.
Yeah. Ronald McDonald himself.
I was 12 years old.
What were you doing on stage?
Dancing, breaking.
Yeah, like I think it was like a dance. I don't even know.
Of course, it was. See, we didn't even know, but we knew.
Aaron, show Ron how you dance.
Show Tito Ron.
Tito Ron.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, it's cool. But I wish I got into retail. Like, I really wish I got into retail. I know you guys are checking
out. I don't think you do.
But I mean, I thought it was like, man, that would be cool to, like, you know, like every paycheck I'd get a shoe, you know?
Yeah,
like
that's pretty much what it was, though.
That's like, the not that's cool part.
But yeah. Yeah. But it's cool better than you. Like, it's oh, cool every for three paycheck, paychecks. I'm going to get a Big Mac or a French fry.
Yeah. I would get it every day. Every paycheck, I'll get that every day.
You got a 50% off.
Every shift. Ooh. Are you crazy? If I'm working the fries, it's like one for them, one for me, one for them, one for me. So you kind of alluded to it a little bit. But what was the timeline like? So you said you started with the interest in Jordans. How did it kind of progress? Like, after the Jordans, where did it go? And then more recently, as you've gotten back into it, how was it kind of carried along? So it
progressed from like Jordans. And it's still Jordans. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still trying to find pairs that I've never seen, but, you know, like, that it's just recently come up, you know, right? And, you know, like, half the time I'm on StockX just looking at, like, different
just
Jordan
browsing.
Shoes. Just browsing, you know, right? Like, and just seeing the history and just always, like, you know, educating myself about, like, different pairs and why.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of cool that on StockX, they on a lot of the pairs, they have, like, a little blurb about the shoe. I do like when they have that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't. I mean, I would say around 2012, I started getting back like a little bit more heavy in the game and like learning about. And it's, you know what, it was more because of my staff at work. They're young, and I'm learning a lot from them, from like raffles, and that's how I learned about Facebook groups, like sneaker groups on Facebook. You know, right? Like, I asked them, like, "Hey, where do you get?" Because I see them the shoes on them. Like, "Yo, where do you get those shoes?" Like this, like. And some of them, they don't even know, like, the history behind some of the shoes that they're wearing. You know,
yeah,
right?
They just think it looks cool.
Yeah. So, but you know what? They educated me on, like, where to get it, what groups to, you know, to join and stuff. So, and I got more and more heavily involved in it. And obviously, Instagram came up and started searching for shoes on Instagram.
Instagram changed the game.
And, like, I mean, that's how I met, I mean, all of you guys, you know, right? Yeah, like, that's how I got... looking at Canada Got Soul, like the hashtags and all that stuff,
those
you know,
idiots.
Right? So, but I mean, like, again, like, it's all history, right?
Yeah.
And just like wanting to learn more about, you know, about the shoes and stuff, you know, like, it's just really interesting to me, like, just how it's made, how, you know, just the history just behind it in general, like the design of it and stuff. So
nice.
Were you guys, this is kind of It's on topic, but it's off discussion. In school, were you guys into history?
Yes.
Was that
yes.
like one of your subjects?
Mm-hmm. Were you took guys, that like, in
university. Grade history yep. award.
Nice.
And then he, same year, Ronald McDonald on stage with him.
Exactly. Yeah.
To present the history
he
award.
He made history.
Wow. That's a great year.
That's interesting. I wonder if that's a thing. Maybe we should ask because I wonder if, because I was also really into history.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden we're all into the history behind the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's a thing. I'm going to have to ask. Reach out if you're listening to this. Let us know if you were also into history and you're now realizing that maybe it had something to do with you being into history in school.
Maybe. Nah, man. And now you're ghosted in... it for me, so.
No, if you the really ghost. Like ghosted it. There's a book that my wife got me. It's a Sneaker Freaker mag.
Mm-hmm.
The Ooh. Ultimate sneaker
book. Oh, the big one.
The big one. And I am telling you, like, just the amount of content in that book was, like, I learned about the rise and fall of the NMDs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow. It was just really interesting to me, like, yeah. stuff like that, or when the Ultra Boost came out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But just the history of, like, sneakers, the SBs and all that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, like, for anyone that wants to listen or to read about the history of sneakers, check that book out. I think it's available at Livestock.
I think it's also $100.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to invest to
that's
learn.
That's a
you know,
side
right?
note, though. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's better than taking a course,
that's
I guess.
That's true. Yeah, they have sneaker school now.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So, lastly, then, what's keeping you in sneakers? So, we know what got you into it, where you've, how you've come to this point, but what's keeping you in the game? Like, what's keeping you interested? Why are you still doing this?
It's just the community. I mean, I've met so many, you know, different people. I mean, it's tough. Like, once you get to the, I guess, the age of, like, you know, you have a family and all that stuff, you know, it's tough to keep in contact with friends and, you know, and all that stuff, you know, without, there's no common bond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't know, you guys, you know, right? Like, I have close friends,
yeah.
but it's hard for me to see them every now and then. But I see, and I talk to, I mean, you guys or anybody in the sneaker, you know, community a lot more sometimes, you know, right?
Yeah.
And like,
absolutely.
Just with straight DMing or like, hey, did you hear about this and that? You know, right? So I think just the community itself keeps me, you know, in the game, even though I'm not purchasing as much or, I'm not buying as much, you know, sneakers. I'm still like, I still feel part of the community. And people always sometimes ask me like, hey, is this a good shoe to get? Or where can I get this? So I'm still kind of involved in a way.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know,
it
right?
never leaves you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never. Like, never. As much
you know,
as
go, right? even if you try to, you're coming back.
There's no way. Yeah. I don't know anyone who's successfully taken themselves out of the sneaker game fully. Like, nobody does.
Yeah.
No.
It's tough. Once you're
just
you're
straight
in,
out
you're
ghosting if you just.
Yeah. 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 Right. Like, you literally like, threw your phone in a lake and then just like.
And ran away and never purchased.
And you live in
phone.
A tent now. Yeah. Like, that's how you get away from sneakers. Yeah. There's no other way. Aaron, for any of those who are listening, is I don't want to rate or rank anybody higher than others who listen to this podcast because we love all of you. But Aaron's been listening since the very beginning.
He's been one of the OGs for sure.
One of the OGs contributing to it, listening, supporting,
like crazy.
Posting every single Saturday that he's listening. So we do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
So I do want to, as I know Joel's going to start to cheat, so I got to turn a little bit here.
He's got good eyes, Joel.
Yeah.
Even without his glasses.
Debatable. So I do want to put you to the test against the people who are actually on this show.
Oh, shit.
And see who has.
I have bad memory.
Oh, shit.
Same. So do they.
Okay. I have the worst, bro.
Yeah.
Don't worry. So we're going to do, I have 10 questions here.
Damn.
Some of them are harder than others. Some of them are very specific. Some of them, they're not multiple choice. Unfortunately,
Damn.
I apologize.
That's
the answer, the answer to all of them are not C.
Oh.
But we'll see. We'll pit you against the duo of them.
Oh, all
right.
Shit.
So this first one I realize is hard, but it has to be put in there.
Okay.
The first number one question: on what date did True to Size episode 1 air?
March.
So you can answer, and then you can answer separately. It's not a quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we'll see who knows.
I think it was March 9th.
Are you guys going to, you're not going to talk to Joel
March,
about
March
it?
March 9th, or? Bro?
You think it's March 9th?
I think it's
Joel,
March 9th.
That means
it's
Joel has no idea.
I think it was March.
Do you have any idea?
And it was cold.
It was, yeah, that's when we started. Yeah, it was cold when we started.
It was March.
It was March.
Why are you helping?
It was March.
I think it was. Yeah, you're right. I think it's March.
I just don't know.
Yeah, just the date.
I'm going to say 9.
2000.
It was after my birthday.
It's 18. No, it was definitely 18, right? Yeah. March. I'm going to say March 12th. I'm just going to go high.
He's going to block
go
it.
High?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
He's blocking them out for the rest of the month, basically.
This is like Price is Right.
$1, please.
March 1.
March 1st.
1901.
The correct answer, True to Size Episode 1, entitled ... and We Are Canada Got Soul, aired on March 9th, 2018.
I remember that's technically our anniversary because that's when it dropped.
Very impressive album.
Nice, that's the only question we're getting right though.
Yeah, that's it. We're done.
Number number two. Who aired on True to Size first?
Ooh.
Just Calbi or Suji Cyphersons?
Who appeared first? Right?
Who appeared first?
I'm gonna say Suji.
Same. What do you guys think?
I think so, yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
You guys think it's Suji as well?
Yeah. Because it was an Adidas talk, and I remember that. Yeah, yeah, okay.
It is, in fact, Suji Saito.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On episode 11.
With Christian.
With Christian.
With Christian.
Yeah.
Calbi's first appearance, episode 14.
Ooh.
Close. So it is now 2-1 in favor of the True to Size boys. Mm-hmm. Number three. In episode 24.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
We're 81 right now? All right, I got this.
You got this.
It's just 60 episodes ago. Man. Yeah. In episode 24, CGS's top 10 Jordans.
Oh,
which pair came in at number one?
Top 10 Jordans.
God, that's like at least two pairs. I'll say
the black and red ones, no? Red ones?
Either that or the black cement threes. Sorry, it's either that or the black cement.
I think it's going to be the black cements. That's a
you want to say bread? Bread one?
Let's go black cement. Black cement three.
You sure?
Black cement three for our final answer.
Joel is going with the same answer as Aaron the rest of the episode to ensure a victory.
I didn't even know he said that.
I didn't hear what he said.
I didn't hear what he said.
I see the cheating ways here.
The correct answer is black cement three.
Oh, shit.
Number two was bread one. I don't remember.
Oh, see?
I don't remember what number three was.
I remember the aqua heats had to get kicked up.
Number,
yeah, I had to get kicked up.
I listened back to that whole segment. Yeah. It was like a 15-minute. I was pissed.
You guys don't love me, these fuckers?
The aqua eights fiasco just had me heated. Number four. Who was our first guest?
I'm going to say Sean Gooey. Sean Go.
First guest.
I wasn't even going to say that, but I'm going to go
with it. Oh, so you're with him now. I don't know, guy.
Wait. Yeah. I'm going to say that.
Was it Sean?
Just so you guys know, you were there.
I was there.
All of us were there. You were both there. Not you think, Joel. You were there. I'm telling you, you were there.
Sean, go. Final answer.
Alvin, do you agree with this?
He already said final answer.
Sean, go is the correct answer.
Yo.
And you know what? I'm just giving that one to Aaron because you guys
keep fighting.
That's fine.
That's fine.
So it's now tied at 2-2.
Honestly,
it was either him
or Ned Mac that I was going to say.
Interesting.
I wasn't there for the Ned Mac.
You were not there for. That's correct. On episode 43, the True to Size Awards, which sneaker won Sneaker of the Year?
Oh, this is tough.
Black Cement 3.
Aaron, are you guys locking that? Do you guys want to talk
final
about
answer.
It? Final answer.
I'm just going to say because this should have won was the Element Sale. 87s. That was my vote, but that should have won.
So this is your right
that his,
now.
That was his nominee.
We got.
He's taking the opportunity to say we were idiots.
That's his EEE in person.
EEE on that.
The correct answer for which sneaker won Sneaker of the Year in the 2018 True to Size Awards with 45% of the votes was the Sean Weatherspoon at 97.1. You didn't know it.
Good answer.
Because
I stand by my decision.
The Jordan 3 Black Cement won Jordan of the Year.
Oh, that's what it was. Damn.
Elements were up for most overrated of the year. Number six.
Overrated.
What number episode did I first start hosting?
Oh. This is tough.
Alvin doing math. Alvin sunk in his chair and he's like, math time, here we go.
I'm a calculator out, divided by plus two times three.
I'm going to wait for their answer.
Smart, smart tactic you got there.
48.
I'm good with that.
AKA Joel has no idea.
I'm going to say... I'm going to go to 52.
Oh.
The correct answer to the first episode which I ever hosted, entitled Sneakerheading for Dummies, episode 45.
Oh, so close.
So close.
Damn. No, no, no points for close.
We are higher or lower.
We are still tied at 2-2 between listener and actual participants in the podcast.
Get it.
This is like the worst.
Fuck. We got this. Let's go.
Number seven. It's actually really funny because we talked about this in our banter before the episode.
Oh,
I would like to know what has been our longest episode to date.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's Trent, bro.
Easy.
Still might be NetMag, though.
I'm going to say NetMag.
We'll say Trent.
Are we locking in these answers?
Trent.
Wait. Episode with Exclusity is your answer.
Yeah. Okay. Exclusity. Locked.
Locked at Exclusity. Aaron said wait.
Yeah, I'm going to say Trent because I went from Belleville to Toronto and he was still talking. Sorry, Trent.
It's okay. First of all, Trent doesn't listen. Second of all, he knows he talks a lot. What I know is you both got it wrong.
Oh, still NetMag?
Episode 57 featuring OD Toronto.
Okay.
It's still Shaheen and the boy.
Yeah,
2 minutes longer than NetMag.
Damn.
Than NetMag.
Which was 15 minutes longer than Trent.
Damn.
Oh. NetMag and OD were really long.
Yeah.
Really long. Almost 2.5 hours for OD.
Really?
What a coincidence is you guys were both in a store when it was a really long, you know, episode. Because you guys had drinks flowing, I think.
Very true.
Yeah.
So the way to get us to have longer podcasts is to feed us liquor.
Yeah.
Next time Aaron comes, he's going to have...
He's going to have bottles of Henny.
Who wants the Henny?
On episode 47, Tacky Sneakers and Dark Denim featuring Sneaker Closet... What does Adam say is his number one grail?
It has to be the Air Max.
Wow. Good guess, man.
His grail?
Amsterdam?
His number one grail.
I know his favorite Air Max is the Air Max 90 Infrared. That's because
It's something bright. Something bright.
It's probably the Amsterdams, no?
Yeah, I think so.
Or, I don't know. Fuck it. I should know this.
I think it's Amsterdam.
You should know it because you were both here.
Yeah,
I don't know. For the episode. You were sitting right where you're sitting
right now. We'll say Amsterdam's.
Your final answer.
Locked. Amsterdam?
Locked.
I'm going to go with my favorite breakfast. Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon. I'm just putting it out there.
He knows.
He loves the 90s, too. He's
playing it off.
Well, I'm just saying.
I don't know.
I'm going to take a guess.
Adam's number one grail, as he stated in 21 Questions on episode 47, is the Atmos Animal Pack Air Max 1.
Oh, 1.0.
He owns the 2.0.
Do you have a tiebreaker question? Does it
I should have. I don't.
Overtime.
I anticipated somebody getting a couple points.
I'm going to do a Kawhi shot on you guys.
Just wait. Bounce, oh, man.
Bounce.
Number nine. We now have 21 questions.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the original game show on this podcast?
Oh.
Fuck. It wasn't fuck. That's not my answer.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Oh.
True story.
Locked.
Oh. Final answer.
What's your answer?
You gave us a clue. True story.
Yeah, you gave us a clue.
What's your answer?
Because you kept making a mistake. True story.
I was going to say something else. I don't
you were going to make something
else? Yeah, I was just going to make something up, really.
The correct answer is Hugh Story.
Oh, it's Hugh Story?
That was wrong then.
I'm still wrong.
They were wrong. It's not. I kept messing up and saying Shoe Story.
Wait, but wasn't you Story about
like, Hugh Story?
Hugh
Story.
Like yeah,
Hugh.
But wasn't that like
colors?
Like colors.
Yeah. We had to, he was given. We would get clues, and we had to guess what the shoe was.
That was a game.
But
show.
That wasn't
it was
like
the game.
Yeah, he would like.
But that wasn't 21 guess. Oh, okay.
No, just it was different. Just a different game. Different. Okay. Yeah, different game. This is the last question. I guess if we don't get this, I'm going to have to just pull a question out of my ass for a tiebreaker. Number 10, did Sean Collard appear before or after episode 20?
After.
After.
After?
Yeah.
After. That is correct. He appeared on episode 25.
Good answer.
So you guys are tied at 3-3. 3 out of 10 is no reason to be high fives around the table. You guys got 30%.
We went from two teams to one.
And still, and still got 30%. Okay, so this one is going to be a speed-based question then. It's not going to be true-to-size trivia. I just have a trivia question in my mind, and the first one to answer it is going to win the true-to-size trivia, and they're going to take home absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Ready.
What shoe is Michael Jordan wearing in his Jordan statue outside?
Nines.
Damn.
Correct. Jordan nines. Did you know the answer to that question?
No, they. Well, I just knew it this week because they had like sneaker news when the nines
dropped.
Yeah. Good job, Alvin.
But he never played in them, though.
He did.
Did he?
Did he? No, he didn't.
No, he didn't play in them.
He didn't. That's correct.
He was playing baseball at that time.
That's correct. Oh, so that's an interesting tidbit. He never actually played in the shoe that's on the statue. Yeah. Interesting. But they were in Space Jam. Yep. So still
technically
iconic.
He played in them.
He played in them against,
The Bucks.
The Monstars. Aaron, thank you once again for coming.
Thank you.
Even though you did lose True to Size Trivia, technically you won because you were not here for any of the episodes and you tied the people who are present on every single episode. So, small victory there for you, small loss for
very
them,
small.
For sure. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for listening.
Guys.
Thank you for supporting.
This was fun, bro.
Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been part of this podcast, wherever you're taking in this episode. Please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group that we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. That is CGS Talk. You can find it on Facebook, facebook.com/group/CGS.talk. We've also got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That is CanadaGotSold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneak Writing for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Of course, don't forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mark.
And our very good friend, Aaron. Aaron, where can they find you on Instagram?
You guys can find me at sneakers_life_husband.
Beautiful. Thank you once again for coming. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 81 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and AA Ron, and we are out. Peace.
Later.
Nice job, guys. Way to make us
look. We had that.
Damn it.
3 out of 10.
Whatever, bro. Aaron got the same thing, dog.
He's Celtics, man. We felt bad for him.
We're going to be the bottom seed this year. Trust me.
The Celtics are going to get 3 out of 10 this year.